A very pleasant good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Sports Authority Field at Mile High as today the Denver Broncos try to stay atop the AFC West as they entertain the Buffalo Bills.
Finding balance on offense is no longer a concern for the Broncos coaching staff.
Anderson takes a handoff off right tackle. Anderson to the end zone, and C.J. Anderson has a Denver touchdown.
For the second week in a row, Peyton Manning handed off the ball more than he threw it.
Makes a bad miss, and now he's off to the races. Midfield, Thompson, 40, 35, 30.
And for the second week in a row, the Broncos won, this time at home against the Bills, 24-17. There's no doubt this team looks different offensively. A dangerous run game led by the 1-2 punch of C.J. Anderson and Juwan Thompson. But given the offense balance, the team said it needed. And everyone is happy to make the adjustment.
You know, I do think that it keeps a very good D-line off of you. I think sometimes when you pass it a lot, they can tee off on you. So I think balance is important.
Every game kind of takes on a different formula and different ways to win. And that's kind of the way this game worked out. But there's no question there's been a little bit of an adjustment. Everybody kind of has to adjust to it and be ready and still trying to do their job.
They run it that way.
Today was on the ground. Next week will be on the air. It was on the air a lot of weeks. I'd say it like that, but it was on the air a lot of weeks. And you just try to, whatever works. We're just trying to go out there and make plays and find a way to win. You got to get to the big boys up front. You just got to give it to Juwan. We got a hell of a game today. So that just lets you know that the big boys up front are doing their thing, and it doesn't matter who's in the game in our backfield. We're going to make it happen.
Manning has set a lot of records and broken a lot of streaks, but this season we now know he won't break another. All three Broncos touchdowns came in the form of Anderson runs, meaning Manning's streak of consecutive games with a touchdown pass ends at 51, four shy of breaking the all-time mark.
Yeah, I've broken a lot of records and set a lot of records due to playing for a long time, and I guess playing well at times has never been something that I've been about. So I don't need to, break or set another record. So it was important to get a win tonight.
At the end of the day, we got the W, and that's, he's proud about that, and we're proud about that. But like I said, it can be any week. 18 go out there and throw 8 touchdowns. We all sat here and saw him throw 7 touchdowns in one game before. So there's nothing wrong with 18. I think he's completely fine. And it's up to us to, help him and get better, in all phases with the receivers, the line, and, myself.
Anderson's 5 total touchdowns over the last 3 weeks are the most for any running back in the NFL over that time frame. With 10 wins, the Broncos will try and land the knockout punch towards securing the AFC West title for the fourth straight year when they travel to San Diego next Sunday. At Sports Authority Field at Mile High, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.